866-966-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on this Tuesday morning, just after 9:34 in the morning, here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Peard, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris. We got a commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at City Hall. We went over kind of some of the agenda items. Again, as we kind of said in that very first segment, pretty light as far as the general agenda, but there are some things in the consent agenda. A couple of things that do catch my mind.
Sure. Before we jump there, we started talking about the discussion item or the work session item, which is meeting procedures.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, let's expand on that.
Some of that was reflected a little bit. We did have a meeting that went into the next day. And when we advertised that meeting, we didn't advertise that it was going to go into the next day. So if you had a situation where you had a item for action, which we did, you know, and somebody wanted to comment it, it could lead to a technicality. So this covers the gamut of issues. So how long is a meeting, you know, for a duration of a total meeting? Should you limit the open public comments that aren't really agenda related right now that occur at the beginning of the meeting from a, you know, 20 minutes to, you know, no more than an hour and nobody can occupy the microphone for more than 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever the case may be. So those are some of those decisions. And then if you have an official public hearing where you're certainly wanting people to provide it and you're advertising for people to show up and provide comment, what are those guidelines? Should you give them more time from that standpoint? And then just if there's a comment they want to make about a particular agenda item, should that be limited? And so, and then applying those rules fairly across the board, which is the challenge typically for the mayor who's leading the meeting. And so those are just issues. They haven't come up a lot in our community, but they have come up in other communities and create some issues. And so that's the basis of the discussion tonight, whether or not the commission wants to establish that type of policy.
And when was last time that these sort of things were looked at?
Well, the current resolution, I think, was in the early 2000s, which was really just talking about here's the procedural process for the meeting. I mean, there are statutes that guide somewhat how we conduct our meetings.
Right. Some Robert's Rules of Order are stone.
They're not. I mean, that's a specific one that we don't follow because, you know, in Robert's Rules of Order, for example, a motion to table is non-debatable. So you have to call a question. So that's not that stops government from functioning on that particular item.
That's a good point. You know, I did par law in high school through FFA. We did a par law competitions and model meetings. I forgot about that. That's a good point. You're still very well versed. Yeah. So that's good.
So we have something we call a modified Robert's Rules, so that we can function better and easier with ourselves and with the public.
Right.
I'm interested in making sure that the public has the opportunity to have their say. The developer comes in and works with the city administration for a long time sometimes. And but the public gets from Friday afternoon until Tuesday night to react and to be there and be organized and concise if we go through with, you know, short 3 minute comments. So I think we've had a very free flow of opportunity for the public in our meetings. I agree that 12:30 is pushing it for all of us.
For news people too.
even the people at home on the couch, you know, that are watching. And I agree that there's a point at which it's too late for us to be making decisions maybe, as well as pushing it over that midnight kind of threshold that makes it the next day when a decision is made that wasn't advertised. But I recall even years ago when I was on the planning board, we in the late 90s and then immediately before I took office, we had occasional, once or twice a year, really late meeting. And it was a big deal in the community when that happened.
And it always depends on the issue and what's being talked about for some of those meetings to go a little longer and have a little more discussion.
That's right. And the public perceives the issue as something that will impact their lives. And I want to hear from the public. And so it's a, you know, there's a line here we have to find consensus on, and what's reason. I'm after what's reasonable. So we'll have a good discussion, I'm sure, this evening.
I'm all, yeah, as long as it doesn't go till too long, right?
We can't be there. You're absolutely right.
Because I remember a couple of times when I was covering some city commissions for us when in my previous role, and some of our other reporters too, some of those meetings get pretty late. Well, mm-hmm. when the meeting's done, from the reporting standpoint, for what we need for the morning newscast, they're not over. So sometimes you're not leaving the station until like 3 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, I support everything you're talking about.
And if you have an end time, a specific end time, like 7:30 for a work session or a certain time for the legislative session, we blend our agendas sometimes. So we add a work session item at the, like we're doing tonight, we're having a quote discussion at a legislative meeting. So, you know, we've got to come up with what will work for us and not just a rigid guideline.
You've got to be flexible, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, did you want to go back to the consent agenda?
Yeah, stuff? There's several. I would classify really the consent agenda as lots of infrastructure. So some highlights there is the formal agreement with KDOT for a grant we're receiving from them. It's about just a little over $1 million project to improve the intersection of Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Kimball. US 24 there, and most of the improvements are in a geometric configuration. So if you're eastbound on Kimball approaching Tuttle Creek Boulevard there, there'll be a second right-hand turn lane, so two right-hand turn lanes and two left-hand turn lanes is the primary improvement at that particular intersection. And we're also going to put in a pedestrian sidewalk on the north side, which would extend across Tuttle Creek Boulevard over to the Northview neighborhoods there. So, and significant future improvements in the sidewalk system there in those particular neighborhoods. We also have a contract with Schwab and Eaton to develop some irrigation plans for Northeast Community Park there for some of the, we have some soccer fields and some baseball, softball fields, just open play area that would benefit from enhanced turf through irrigation. And so that was a capital improvement project item that was approved for this year. There's about $100,000 budgeted for that particular improvement with about 10 to 15,000 slated for those design parameters. We also have an award of a contract to Sargent Drilling Company out of Wichita, and this is for $37,980, they're out of Salina, Kansas, to rehabilitate wells 22 and 24 in our well field. We do this periodically for maintenance to increase their pumping capacity and make sure they're operating correctly. We also have a couple of big street maintenance items. This is an award to Pavers, Inc. of Salina, Kansas, in the amount of $1,347,000 to Pavers for the next phase of our special street sales tax funded item. So this is kind of the voters approved the 2/10 sales tax for additional street improvements, and this is a good mark of that. We're currently, last fall, we utilized some of that money to do some of the work up around Sunset Zoo to the east of there. This picks up more of that area to the south. Also, Claflin between Seth Child Road and Wreath Avenue. And also some extensive work in the Knoxbury addition around here. So the Berry Streets over in this particular area, you're going to see a good amount of work in that particular area. Griffith Drive between Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Manfax. And so those are some of the areas there. And then we also have an asphalt award, $975,000 to Schilling Construction in Manhattan for additional pavement work. That's going to be on Kimball Avenue between College and Browning. is an area for mill and overlay. Also on Griffith Drive out in this area from Casement to Tuttle Creek Boulevard. We're also going to do some asphalt work on North 4th Street from Thurston to the water treatment plant there at Goodnell Park. Out on Grandmere Parkway, and in the we've been doing some segments there, and a final segment there from Grand Champions out to the Colbert Hills Drive. Claflin will receive some west of Reith to Meadowbrook, and then also we're awarding some restriping contracts on Denison from Jardine out to Kimball, and also on Points Avenue from 3rd to 17th. So some significant infrastructure work that's occurring there. And actually at the work session next week, Rob Ott, our Director of Public Works, will be presenting the commission an update on how we've spent some of that two-tenths sales tax money to date and what the plans are for the rest of the year and beyond. So that's coming up. We also are asking the commission to approve our annual agreement with the Downtown Farmers Market.
You know why I'm
that's
clapping?
A good sign of spring.
Yes, that's exactly why I'm clapping to that. I checked it out
like
quite
it,
a bit last year.
Right.
Yeah, can't wait.
Very good.
Are you going to do comic books?
I don't. You know what? That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
I can do a little booth out
there. So those are some things we're amending. The I mentioned the Metropolitan Planning Organization. WAMIGO is being added to it and stretches to there, and so we're. This agreement reformulates the interlocal agreement that occurs and brings WAMIGO and the section of Pottawatomie County into the Metropolitan Planning Organization. And then equipment-wise, we've got a compact excavator for the Water Division for $70,300 from the Water Fund to White Star Machinery here in Manhattan. That's the highlights of the consent agenda.
Very good. Before we go to break, Dave, is there something you wanted to say?
Nothing says farmer's market like a comic book stand.
There we go. Well, I might not even have a stand. I might just have a table with a sign that says, ask me about comic books. And I'll just talk to you about comic books for however
long. I think
long you
need a tattoo on your forehead.
or is there a sign on my back? Just like, no?
I Ford didn't Focus. Say a tattoo on your back. Nobody wants to see that.
No. Ford Focus coming up.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet.